80s rock essentials with Def Leppard.
I saw Deep Purple in 1972 and I was 14. From that moment on, I was like, pestered my mum and dad to get me a guitar. But later on that year, I saw David Bowie on Top of the Pops, this TV show, doing a song called Starman.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a starman.
And it changed my life. It was that moment. It went from black and white to Technicolor. But he kept changing his vibe. You know, he was Ziggy Stardust, he was Led Insane, and he kind of got sick of that. And quite rightly, you know, any artist, you have to keep growing. So later on in the 80s, he put out Let's Dance, which had Stevie Ray Vaughan on guitar, coincidentally, and amazing stuff. And it was a dance song, but it was infectious, it was great, it was sing-along, it was just great. And it's David Bowie being as cool as he wanted with this kind of new image, with a new hairstyle and a suit and that, and look just really ultra cool. So here is David Bowie and Let's Dance.